سورة قاف. Topic of the Surah. Emphasis on awakening the negligent hearts and encouraging them to understand the realities of resurrection, its proof and scenes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف. والقرآن المجيد.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Qaf. The discussion on similar letters has already been passed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah takes an oath on the noble Qur'an because of the meanings, abundant goodness, and blessings it contains. He takes an oath on that, he shall surely be resurrected on the Day of Judgment for accountability and requital.
بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَن جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ.
Verse number 2. The cause for their rejection was not that they expected you to lie, because they know your honesty. Rather, they are amazed that you are a warning messenger, came to them from their own species, not from the angels. They say in amazement, a human messenger coming to us is a strange thing.
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ.
Verse number 3. Will we be resurrected after we have died and turned into dust? Resurrection and life returning to our bodies after they have decomposed is a far-fetched thing. It is impossible it will happen.
قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ.
Verse number 4. Verily, I know how much of their bodies the earth eats away after their death. It is not hidden from me. I have a book that preserves everything I have decreed for them in their lives and after their deaths.
بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ.
Verse number 5. Rather, these idolaters rejected the Qur'an when his messenger brought it to them. They are in uncertainty regarding it. They cannot stay firm on anything regarding it. After Allah mentions the idolaters rejecting the resurrection, He reminds them of evidence for its occurring. He says,
أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ.
Verse number 6. Do these rejectors of the resurrection not ponder over the sky above them? How I created it, made it, and adorned it? With the stars I placed in it, and it does not have any cracks to spoil it? The being who created this sky is not incapable of resurrecting the dead alive.
وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ.
Verse number 7. And I spread the earth in a manner fitting to live on, placing within it firm mountains so that it does not shake. I also caused all types of beautiful plants and trees to grow on it.
تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب.
Verse number 8. I created all that as an enlightenment and reminder for every servant who turns to his Lord in obedience.
ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد. شديد.
Verse number 9. And I send down rainwater from the sky, which contains abundant benefits and goodness. With that water, I then cause the gardens to grow, and the crops you harvest, i.e., barley, etc.
والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد.
Verse number 10. I also caused tall date palms to grow, which have closely arranged minute flowers, one above the other.
رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج.
Verse number 11. I cause all that to grow, as provision for the servants, so that they can eat from it. I also revive through the rainwater barren lands which have no growth. And just as I revive the barren earth, I will also revive the dead, who will emerge alive.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود.
Verse number 12. O messenger, before these people who have rejected you, many nations rejected their prophets. The people of Nuh, the people of the well, and the Thamud all denied their prophets.
وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط.
Verse number 13. The Ad and people of Fir'aun, together with the people of Lut, all denied their prophets.
وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع كل كذب الرسل فحق وعيد.
Verse number 14. The people of Shu'aib, the people of the thicket, also denied their prophet. The punishment that Allah promised them was then proven.
أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد.
Verse number 15. Am I then incapable of having created you in the first instance, that I am incapable of resurrecting you? Rather, they are in confusion about what a new creation after their previous creation. Beneficial points. 1. The idolaters regard messengership for humans to be significant. Yet, they attribute the quality of lordship to a stone. 2. The creation of the heavens, the earth, the sending of rain, causing barren lands to grow, and the initial creation are all evidence of the resurrection. 3. Rejection of the messengers was a tradition of the previous nations, and punishing the rejectors is a divine custom of Allah.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ.
Verse number 16. And I have already created man, and know what his soul whispers to him, and I am closer to him than his jugular vein. Verily, I created the human, and I know the thoughts and desires that pass his mind. I am closer to him than the vein that is present in his neck, and connected to his heart.
إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد.
Verse number 17. When the two receivers receive, seated on the right and on the left, when the two receiving angels receive his deeds, one sitting on his right and the other seated on his left.
ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد.
Verse number 18. Man does not utter any word, except that with him is an observer prepared to record. He does not utter any statement, except that there is an angel anticipating whatever he says. Present.
وجاء جاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد.
Verse number 19. And the intoxication of death will bring the truth. That is what you are trying to avoid. The pangs of death are a reality and will come. There is no escaping from them. O negligent human, that is what you used to turn away from and delay.
ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد.
Verse number 20. And the horn will be blown. That is the day of carrying out the threat. The angel appointed to blow the trumpet will blow for the second time. That is the day of judgment, the day of the punishment the disbelievers and sinners have been warned of.
وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد.
Verse number 21. And every soul will come, with it a driver and a witness. Each soul will come with an angel driving it, and an angel testifying against it for its deeds.
لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد.
Verse number 22. It will be said, you are certainly in heedlessness of this. I have removed from you your cover, so your sight this day is sharp. It will be said to this human, who is being driven, verily, in the world you were in neglect regarding this day, because of you being deceived by your desires and pleasures. So I have removed your neglect from you, by the punishment and horror you see before you. Your eyesight is sharp today. You now see everything you are neglectful of.
وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد.
Verse number 23. And his companion the angel will say, this record is what is with me, prepared. His companion the angel appointed to him will say, these are his actions I have with me that I present, without any increase nor decrease.
ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد.
Verse number 24. Allah will say, throw into hell every obstinate disbeliever. Allah will say to the two angels, the driver and the testifier, throw into hell every stubborn rejecter of the truth.
مناع للخير معتد مريب.
Verse number 25. Preventer of good, aggressor and doubter. Who is frequent preventer of the truth, Allah has made obligatory on him. Transgressor of the limits of Allah, doubter in whatever promise or warning he is given.
الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد.
Verse number 26. Who made as equal with Allah another deity, then throw him into the severe punishment. The one who attributes another deity with Allah and makes him a partner in worship, so throw him into the severe punishment.
قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد.
Verse number 27. His Satan companion will say, our Lord, I did not make him transgress, but he himself was in extreme error. His companion from the Satans will say, proclaiming innocence from him, O my Lord, I did not lead him astray. He himself was in deviance, far away from the truth.
قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد.
Verse number 28. Allah will say, do not dispute before me. while I had already presented to you the warning. Allah will say, do not argue in front of me. There is no benefit in that, because I gave the message to you in the world beforehand, with the severe warnings that my messengers brought to you for those who disbelieved in me and disobeyed me.
ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد.
Verse number 29. The word will not be changed with me, and never will I be unjust to the servants. The statement cannot be changed with me, and I do not turn back on my promise. I do not oppress my servants by decreasing their good deeds, nor by increasing their evil deeds. Rather, I requite them for whatever they have done.
يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد.
Verse number 30. On the day I will say to hell, have you been filled? And it will say, are there some more? On the day I will say to hell, are you full with all the disbelievers and sinners that have been thrown into you? It will reply to its Lord, saying, is there any more? Asking for more, angry for its Lord. After Allah mentioned the severe punishment for the disbelievers, He mentions what He has prepared for His believing servants. He says,
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ.
Verse number 31. And paradise will be brought near to the righteous, not far, and paradise will be brought close for those who are mindful of their Lord, by fulfilling His commands and refraining from things He did not allow. They will see all the blessings within it, without it being far from them.
هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ.
Verse number 32. It will be said, this is what you were promised, for every returner to Allah and keeper of His covenant. It will be said to them, this is what Allah promised every one of you who frequently repents to his Lord and upholds whatever his Lord made obligatory upon him.
من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب.
Verse number 33. Who feared the merciful in private and came with a heart repenting heart. Whoever fears Allah in private, where none can see him except Allah, and meets Allah with a pure heart, while having frequently turned to Him in humility.
ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود.
Verse number 34. Enter it in peace. This is the day of eternity. It will be said to them, enter into paradise in total safety from everything you dislike. It is a day of eternity, one which is everlasting.
لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد.
Verse number 35. They will have whatever they wish therein, and with me is more. They will have every everlasting blessing they desire in it, and I have many more blessings for them that no eye has ever seen, nor any ear has ever heard of, nor any heart of man has ever imagined. One of them is seeing me. May I be glorified. Beneficial points. 1. Allah knows of the good and bad thoughts they cross the hearts. 2. Some of the traits of the people of disbelief are preventing goodness and doubting. 3. Allah is the just.